This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 502 for Friday, July 31st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mostly higher Friday, testing upper resistance once again as speculative traders remained on the buy side. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided some support. Canola is down 30 cents to up $1.60, the most active months all higher. November up $1.40 at $491.50 per ton. Good export demand added to the firm tone, but resistance did hold to the upside. That November contract was unable to move above $494 per ton, as farmer selling was likely coming forward at the highs. A steady tone in the Canadian dollar and relatively favorable prairie crop conditions also pressured values. Positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature, with the canola market closed Monday for the long weekend. U.S. markets will trade their usual hours. Soybeans in Chicago were higher today, seeing follow-through buying after yesterday's gains. November beans up 4 cents at $8.92 per bushel. The 3.6 million tons of weekly export sales announced yesterday remained a supportive influence, with the USDA also announcing private export sales of 222,000 tons of soy meal to the Philippines today. But good Midwestern crop conditions did keep a lid on the upside. Corn futures also found some continued support from yesterday's good export data and news of an additional 110,000 ton sale to Mexico this morning. The September contract up a quarter cent at $3.16 per bushel. Wheat futures, were mixed throughout the day, but higher in most months at the close. Minneapolis up 2 cents in September at $5.15 per bushel. Kansas City also 2 cents higher in September at $4.42 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 1¾ cents at $5.31¼. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange lowered its estimate for Argentina's wheat crop to 6.8 million tons. That's down 300,000 from an earlier forecast due to dryness and frost damage. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 31st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.